Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began a powerful teaching titled, If You Love the Lord. Yesterday, he explained that to love the Lord with your heart begins by responding to the convictions he places in your heart. Today, he continues. Let's join in.
So, you realize that when this question was asked, actually, the man asked two questions. Matthew records one and Luke records one. So, in real fact, he actually asked two questions. So, he asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? Then he also asked Jesus, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So actually, he asked two questions. And in all the two questions, Jesus gave the same answer. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So one was about how you get saved, and one was about what is the greatest commandment. But the answer is the same. So, since the answer is the same, then I think that second question, what shall I do to have eternal life, probably is the one that will show us what it means to love the Lord with your heart. So Luke makes us understand that it is the same thing that you feel in your heart when you get born again and give your life to Christ. It's the same thing that happens. So, number one, what does it mean to love God with your heart? Let's look at an account in the Bible where some people actually gave their heart to Jesus. This was on the day of Pentecost, after Peter and others had been anointed with the Holy Ghost. Peter preached, and in Acts 2:37, the Bible says, when they heard these things, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? 38, Peter answered, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In other words, the Holy Ghost will come and live inside you. But I want you to notice that the focus is on their hearts. Something was happening in their hearts. They were pricked in their hearts. These were people who didn't know God. For the first time, their heart was going to be turned to love the Lord, for them to be children of the Lord. But I want you to notice how they love the Lord and how their hearts tend. When you love the Lord, number one, it means the Lord will begin to convict your heart or prick your heart. Conviction. And when that conviction comes, number two, you repent. You feel it in your heart that this thing that I'm doing is wrong. And after you have been pricked in your heart that it is wrong, the second step is that you repent. You decide in your heart that you will repent. The third step is that then you believe in your heart what God is saying, that, for example, I must be born again. And the fourth step is that you will live by it. So if you love the Lord with your heart, what it means is that you will begin to respond to the convictions of God in your heart. God will begin to prick you. When you are doing something wrong, the Holy Ghost pricks your heart. So these people, as the love of God was being introduced in their heart, the Holy Ghost started convicting them. You know, sometimes you are working with somebody and you are going to the person's house and something tells you that if you go to this house, you will not come back innocent. So, don't go. The Holy Ghost is pricking your heart. If you love the Lord, when that prick comes, you say, we are about 50 meters away. Something is pricking my heart. Tell somebody something. But that something is the Holy Ghost. Don't call him something. You will say, look, let me turn around and go back. As you respond, do you know what you are doing? You are loving the Lord with all your heart. Your heart is following the Lord. Sometimes you are driving or you are walking. You meet a beggar. The beggar asks you for money. Something breaks your heart. Because Jesus said, I was hungry and you gave me food. And something tells you, now listen, show kindness to this man. Then when the thing pricks your heart, you say, okay, listen, let me just help this man. So you give the man one city, or two cities, or five cities. When you repent and you respond, you are loving God in your heart. I remember when we were in Kumasi, one day I was driving, and I was traveling somewhere. I saw a man by the roadside on the highway. I was busy and I passed. Because normally I don't pass when I see people lying down. I don't even know who they are. Whether they are armed robbers, I don't know. But on that particular day, I felt a prick in my heart that go back and go and take the man and take him to the hospital. I said, no, no, no. This one day I won't do it. I'm going somewhere. The man is even dirty. You come and make the whole car dirty. So I continued going. But as I was going, the pricking was getting stronger and stronger. Then I said, no, I have to return. So I did a U-turn, and I came back. When I came, the man was lying there. Unconscious. Dirty guy. There were some people around. I called them. We carried the man. We put him on my back seat. I drove straight to the hospital. When I got there, they bought a stretcher, they put him on and they took him into the hospital. Then I followed. Then I told them that, listen, I'm going somewhere, so we have to pay for the man's bills. So they sat down, they assessed everything, and I paid the man's bills, and I went away. And when I left, suddenly I felt some peace in my heart. I was loving the Lord with all my heart by responding to the pricks. So I went and told Bishop Brian this story. When I returned, I told him this story, how I met the person, how God pricked my heart. And he was very motivated. So he too, after about a week, he was also traveling somewhere. And he saw an old woman with his daughter. They were carrying firewood or something. And the thing was heavy. So he remembered my story. So he also decided to pack. And he helped them. He put all their things in the boot of his car. He put them on the back of his car. He said, where are you going? They told him. So he said, okay, he's also driving them to wherever they are going and drop them there. So as they were going, the woman and the child was were at the back. So he asked the woman. They thought the man was going to kill them. I mean, they are dead. They were screaming. They were screaming in this car. Pastor Abraham had to park his car and remove them. If he had been in the town, they would have killed him. When you are quarreling with your wife, God will break your heart. You are angry with your husband. 1 week, you haven't spoken. God will break your heart. But you see, you say, no, you don't understand. I won't agree. You see, that's not loving God with your heart. The Bible says when you love God with your heart, when he convicts you or pricks you, you respond. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you have decided not to forgive somebody, and the Holy Ghost tells you, are you not a Christian? A pastor went and preached powerfully on forgiveness. And they went home. And the wife said, oh, today you preach powerful on forgiveness. I know that you are forgiving me, so let's carry on in this house normally. The pastor said, the message is not for you. It's for the church members. Shut up. No conviction. I want to say that when you love God with your heart, you respond to the convictions of the Holy Ghost in your heart. When he pricks you, you respond. And as you keep on responding, you are showing God that in your heart that you love him. That's how even somebody becomes born again and the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray that the Holy Ghost will help you to respond to the convictions of God in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray this afternoon, we commit ourselves to you. We pray that you will help us to love you with all our hearts. Help us to respond to the convictions of the Holy Ghost. That little voice that speaks to us in our homes, when we are angry, in temptations, in stress, in problems. That little voice that speaks to us, let us respond to it, that we might love you with all our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody say, amen.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that when you love the Lord with your heart, you respond to the convictions of the Holy Ghost in your heart. Join in again tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear prophet, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C about 8 years ago. I went from doctor to doctor to lab test, and my symptoms grew worse. I asked you to pray for me, which you did, and after a prayer, I went to see a specialist who required a hepatitis test. And to the glory of God, it was negative. I thank God so much for healing me, and all my liver function tests are normal. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. But that's not the end. He said, 2 years before that, I tested positive for HIV. And I came to see you, and you prayed for me, and you cast the virus. To the glory of God, I did a series of HIV tests after, and I became HIV negative. Then he said, after that, I was working in the hospital, attending to an HIV patient when I pricked myself. I came to see you after that one too, and you prayed for me. And after I did all the tests, and I don't have HIV, I want to give God the glory. This one is serious.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakabading titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.